morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're at listening to this broadcast today from Roadmap for Seekers. I'm Rhonda Harrison, and I'm your host today. We have Craig Wright with us, Dr. Craig Wright, who's a numerologist. He's been on the show before, and he's an amazing numerologist. We have a topic today that we're going to interact with in regards to where you're at in your path for the divine. And with that, I'm going to bring Craig in. Hi, Craig.
Good afternoon, Rhonda.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
Awesome. Well, the other day I saw a link on LinkedIn that you were having a discussion, and I can't remember the exact information right at the moment, in regards to a broadcast you did last week. And I was wondering if you wanted to start on that topic or talk about yourself and how you got involved with numerology and how it applies to our life and how it gives us the information we need in regards to our life path.
Okay, that was quite a bit there.
Well, you know, one of those subjects, you know, I'm just one of those that's anxious to learn more, so, and I know that listeners are too, so, you know, whatever you can tell us about numerology and how it fits in with our lives.
Okay. Numerology is the study of numbers and letters, and it's based on the belief that the world was created by the word. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
By the word. The words are vibrations. When we speak, we vibrate the air, and we use letters and numbers as symbols for the vibrations. So, since we were created by the word, and the word is symbolized with letters and numbers, all letters and numbers reveal spiritual qualities. With numerology, you start with the answers. Every number has a meaning, if you will, or every number is a symbol for spiritual quality. And you convert letters into numbers to get the information on them. For example, A would be a 1, B would be a 2, C would be a 3, wherever it falls in the alphabet. In the case of the letter Z, the 26th letter, we add that. 2 plus 6 would be 8. So the letter Z would have a value of 8. One of the things I love about numerology is that the numbers don't lie. It's the same every time. When I studied English in school, they gave me a rule about A after E, except after C. There were always exceptions, but 1 and 1 was always 2. So that's what I like about numerology. It's duplicatable. If I add 1 and 1, I'll get 2, you'll get 2 as well. And we start with the answer. So it's not like being a mystic or looking through a crystal ball. It's a science. Everyone, for example, mm-hmm. knows the number 1 is a symbol for leadership. Everybody knows that. Numero uno. Where did that come from? It came from numerology. Through the ages, the meanings of the other numbers have been lost, but all numbers have meanings. When we hold up 2 fingers, for example, that's the peace sign. So the number 2 is mm-hmm. a symbol for peace, harmony, cooperation. If we think of 1 as being the male principle of aggression and 2 as being I shouldn't even put a gender on it. If we think of number 1 as being aggressive and 2 as being receptive, when 1 and 2 get together, it produces 3. If 1 is male and 2 is female, 1 plus 2 is 3. So 3 stands for multiplication, abundance, and it stands for children. If you think that, if you carry that same analogy, once you have kids, you can't have them running all over the place, so we put them inside a playpen. That's the number 4. That's the symbol for order. You can't leave the kids locked up in a playpen. They have to have some free time. So 5, the next number, stands for freedom. Too much freedom leads to instability. So 6 stands for responsibility. When we've dealt with our freedoms responsibly, we can rest. That's the number 7. And when we rest and seek the kingdom, all else is added unto us. That's the number 8. When we're satiated, we can give to others, and that's the number 9. So it flows. It flows. The numbers are there. The answers are already there. Whenever I work with a client, I'm just sharing with them information about the contract that they have with the Creator, but the information is already there. The decisions are made before we enter the womb.
And that is what's so beautiful about numerology, is that through our names and through the numbers, we're able to tell or look at, you know, what our possibilities are in the world.
Yes, I tell people one of the services that I offer, if you look at your birthday, it reveals what God has given you, your gifts, talents, skills, abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And your name reveals how you promised our Creator you would use those gifts. So we have a contract, as revealed by the letters in our name and the numbers in our birthday. For example, the name Rhonda, that is a number 33. 33 is associated with the highest vibration of love possible on the planet. 6 is a number of love. We're told the greatest among us will be number 6s. It's the number of service, the number of service. So the number 33 is the highest vibration of the number 6. So you're one of the, I'm not saying this to pump you up or to make your head swell, because unto whom much is given, much is expected. But you are one of the greatest souls on the planet today, and you've come here to spread love, harmony, peace, and understanding as a number 33, a master healer. The name Michael is a 33 in terms of another vibration, and that's the God's favorite angel, Archangel Michael, is operating on 33 energy. So you're also a healer and a rescuer as a number 33, here to restore peace, harmony, and balance into the lives of others. You can do it through counseling, but also your voice. The 6 is the voice that must be heard. So I don't know if you sing, but you're a singer.
I used to sing. I haven't sang since I had my cervicals operated on, because my voice has been a little unstable, but it's something I'm working on again. But I think
that will just make it even more unique. That will make it even more unique. But you're still using your voice in this medium.
Right.
So that's one of the contracts you have with the Creator, to speak, to be expressive, to use your voice to help restore harmony, peace, and balance on the planet.
Kind of what I've done most of my life, between being a social worker and then now doing the radio and different things, you know what I mean? I've always had
Rhonda.
A great love. Yeah.
That is the name Rhonda. The 33, the restorer of balance, peace, and harmony. Once we have balance, peace, and harmony restored, that's what heals us. Not so much as the pharmaceuticals that we put into our bodies, but it's that inner harmony, peace, and balance. So you're like a natural healer. You could also do hands-on Reiki therapy, all those types of things, as well as the counseling. They say music soothes and heals us, so you have those musical abilities and qualities as well.
Yeah, and it's been an interesting voyage in the last couple of years. I can remember when I first met you in June of 2013, and I was totally blown away by what you told me, and then things moved into where I was moderating more, well, hosting instead of moderating shows, and it's kind of put me out there in the main flow, to which, you know, I wasn't there before.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, and since I've been ill, it's like I've really started going inward to heal instead of looking at pharmaceuticals, because all they do is cover up, you know, some of the other problems. And so, you know, I've gone off of like 28 meds in the last year and a half so that I could move more forward and be more clear-headed as far as, you know, the work that I do with the divine and my therapeutic healing oils that I make. And can you tell us some other names that would, that you know the numbers of? I don't, you know, or I'm trying to remember the subject from last week that you said. sent me an email about, and I cannot think of it.
On my show on Tuesday, I talked about the personality number. There are many, many different numbers, different areas you can look at in the chart, and one of them is personality number. The personality number is like a uniform that we wear. It's the cover to our book, and I was sharing information with my listeners of how not only does the personality number reveal how you will appear to others, but it also can affect what other people expect from you. I mean, if you're walking around, with a fire hose and a ladder, people are going to expect you to come put their house out, put the fire out if it's, so their house is on fire. That's what they would expect from you. So if you have a certain personality, you will get that type of expectation. For example, you had asked me about other names. Our president, Barack Hussein Obama. The personality is determined by looking at your the consonants in your name. And his first name, Barack, has B-R-C-K. B-R-C-K, B is the second letter. R is the number 9. It's the 18th letter. 1 plus 8 is 9. C is the third letter. And K is the 11th letter. 1 and 1 is 2. So the name Barack is 2932 if you're looking at the consonants. And that adds up to the number 7. And the 7 is associated with faith, wisdom, being reserved. It's a number of being quiet. On the seventh day, God rested. So as Barack, you'll have, that's going to affect how people look at him and what they see. So they'll see someone who is wise. His middle name is a number 6, which is a number of service, and his last name is also a number 6 vowel total. And when you add it up, 7, 6, 6 adds up to 19. 1 and 9 is 10, and 1 plus 0 is 1. So there's that number again, numero uno. Very fitting personality for someone in a leadership position, such as the leader of the free world.
And it's a pretty big position, and it's good that his name coincides with that, or we'd really be in trouble. You know, because not all of them, you know, have fit in as well as he has.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So he was born for it, and obviously a selection of the universe to lead us and guide us out of trouble, out of danger, to be that leader, to say, follow me, let's go this way. People don't want to talk about it. They tend to forget. The nation was falling apart when he came on board. People are losing jobs, homes, and through his leadership and guidance, we were able to pretty much turn things around. Your personality number is a very, very important and vital number in any chart, you know. Who you are is often not the appearance you're giving, okay? Your personality number is more of a perception, how you're being perceived by others. But it's like they say, you can't judge a book by a cover, you know, so.
Right. And that's kind of good because, you know, some of us have a lot of gifts that we're bringing out now in this age of change since 2012. And I think that that's made a big difference, too, in the vibration of the world and the economy and everything.
Yes, definitely, to be sure. Your name, for example, Rhonda, the consonant total in Rhonda is a 26. And 2 plus 6 is 8. 8 is a number that's associated with power and command. It literally means, the number 8 literally means, as it is above, so below. It's two circles, circles stacked on top of another circle. As it is above, so it is below. That's what the number 8 means. It implies karma. What goes around comes around. The 8, if you turn it on the side, it's a symbol for infinity. So these symbols have a lot of meanings that have been lost throughout the ages. So when you have two circles, one above the other, the eight is symbolic of, the zero is symbolic of God. So when you have two zeros the way it is, it means the eight can literally channel the power of God to this plane. So eight is a symbol for power. It's a symbol for power. So when it shows up, as it does in your case, in the personality number, it means people are going to be intimidated by your presence, okay, because you have a number eight personality, which is power. The 26 also is a karmic number, like all eights, it's a karmic number. So when the eight shows up, as it does in your personality, it implies the need for even having more tolerance and forgiving nature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are taught to forgive others, not for our sake, not for their sake, but for our own.
Mm-hmm.
Number eight being a karmic number means in this life experience, you're going to come across people or have experiences with people that aren't pleasant, that aren't rewarding, but it will be a result of seeds you planted in past lifetimes. And this is why the great masters, this is why the great masters teach, turn the other cheek, forgive those who do wrong to you, because they understand you're really forgiving yourself.
Mm-hmm. And that's really important to forgive yourself to be able to move forward.
Well, it's really important to forgive others in order to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a karmic connection. What
right.
you're really doing is forgiving things that you have done, but they're now being expressed through other people. And now it's happening to you, what you as in a past experience, what we have planted, we reap. We reap what we sow. So the number eight implies it's karmic time. So your connections in this lifetime will be karmic. The people that you meet in this experience, you'll have a karmic connection to as a number 26, and they will either be for you or against you. No one's going to be lukewarm about Rhonda.
Right. And I have a caller on the line from a 760 area code that I'm going to bring into the studio. Welcome, caller. Can we have your first name, please?
Yes, it's Georgette. Thank you so much for taking my call, Rhonda. And hi,
you're
Craig.
Very welcome.
Could you spell your name, please?
Yes, it's spelled like George, and then T-T-E at the end.
And your birth date?
July 17th, 1958.
Okay. I don't know if you had a particular question or if you just wanted me to share some information with you.
Yeah, if you could share some information, that would be great. I'd love that.
Okay, great. Our birthday reveals gifts, tools, skills, abilities. They reveal, if you will, our gift from God. And the name reveals how we promise to use that gift, or how we promise to give back. Okay. I'm going to start with your name. It's very unique, George with T-T-E. What we do, we would substitute numbers based on where the letters fall in the alphabet for your name. And Georgia would be 75697522 5. And that adds up to 14, 21, 30, 41, 48. It's a number 48. So 4 + 8 = 12 and 1 + 2 = 3. So your name is a number 3, a number that I mentioned, by the way, earlier. The number 3 is a symbol for abundance and youth. abundance in youth. So no one will believe your age when you tell them, Georgette. Keep your ID handy. You will always appear younger than you are.
Yes.
And the number three, the number three is a symbol for abundance. There's a great master who told us the connection between the three and the abundance. His name was Jesus. They asked him, Master, why are you here? He says, I have come that you will have life and have it more abundantly.
Mm.
Okay, and if you study his story, it's about the number three. He was sought by three wise men.
Mm.
He was denied three times by three sleeping disciples. No, he was ignored three times by three sleeping disciples when he asked them three times if they loved him. He was denied before the rooster could crow. He was denied three times. Later on, he arose on the third day. I left many of the threes out, but that's the story of the number three. And he tells us it's all about abundance. So, Georgette, you can expect to experience abundance. In fact, what you promised you would do is to use your abundance to alleviate the sufferings of others. So you the name Georgette is the name of a philanthropist.
Mm. I do feel that in my heart.
Of the philanthropist. Someone who is uplifting the lives of others by sharing their material abundance. So where did this abundance come from that you're sharing? It came from your gift. The number that's associated with abundance and money and power is the number 8. I was just sharing that with Rhonda. It's her personality number. It's a number 8. She's a 26. Your 8 is the 17. 1 plus 7 is 8. That is a number of immense, that can produce immense financial success. Examples of the 17, Michael Jordan was born on the 17th. I think it was January. Muhammad Ali was born on the 17th. I think he's a Aquarian, so that would be February, I believe. I might have that turned around. Maybe he's the 17th, and but both of them
and
were
Michael
born on the 17th.
Yeah.
I'm not sure of the month, but the day is the same. So as you know, they became very wealthy, rose to power. So the 17 gives you the opportunity to be the boss, to operate huge enterprises, to be a supervisor, head of the department, and it produces abundance, wealth. But it demands that you express leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that is your gift from the 17. You had a gift of faith with your month of birth, the 7th, the gift of faith. Your year is a gift of youth. It adds up to 23. 2 plus 3 is 5. Like the numbers of youth are 3 and 5. So you have the gift of youth also. But the 23 also gave you the gift of friends in high places. The 23 gives you lofty associations that can also accompany you in achieving your means. Many of the things you came here to accomplish will be done through working with youth, working with young people. And as they grow and learn, that's how you will affect a change in the community and in our world. I want to take a little time out and talk about that 17 energy that's showing up in not only in your day of birth, but this year, 2015, is also a number 17 year. So what does that mean? The 17 year is going to, should we say, energize all those qualities and properties I mentioned about leadership, finances. So expect some of that abundance that I was talking about to flow this year. This can be a year where some of your greatest desires and ambitions and dreams can come true and be in your hands. In fact, the month of July, which we just entered, can bring that abundance that I'm referring to, because it's a number 48 month, and it matches your birth path, which is also a 48. So if you've been waiting on something, if you've been wondering if it's coming through, if you've been looking at a project, wondering should I contribute to this, yes, this month is all about you and all about who you are and what you came here to do.
Wow. So you don't necessarily need the last name to figure out the birth path, or?
Well, the birth path comes from your month, your adding your month, day, and year. That 48 that I mentioned came from your name. But yes, every letter in your name has a meaning. In fact, if you're interested in finding out more, this might be a good time for me to give out my website. If you'd like to investigate to find out more information about your name, you can visit www.craigewright.com, www.craigewright.com, if you're interested in getting more information. I'm not sure if there are other calls on the line, but I would literally be on the phone with you for months. And not repeat anything, because every letter in your name tells a story. Your month, day, and year add up to the number 47, and 4 plus 7 is 11, and that's called the master teacher vibration, the master teacher. So that is ultimately you are God's lantern. You are God's lantern. You are a light. So whether you're in the classroom or not, many 11s are in the classroom, but whether you decide to express it in the classroom or in the business world as an entrepreneur, you are the lesson. What you do, how you dress, the way you talk, you are the lesson. You are God's example here on earth. You are his light, his lantern. So, Georgette, when you are God's lantern, you must expect him to place you in the darkest place he can find. Not so you, your light will be diminished, but so you can illuminate the darkness.
Right.
Okay, so if you find yourself in places and you say, oh my God, how do I get here around these people? It's because God wants you to light it up. Speak your truth. Share your knowledge. Speak your truth. Take your light from under the basket. Let your light shine.
It's very interesting how I've been through some dark times, and I don't feel like I'm any less. I don't feel like I'm weary from it. Some people say I'm a cat with nine lives. It's just, I'm sure it's that light. It just keeps shining.
Yes, yes, that is your gift, and so with the gift, when you receive the gift of God's lantern, if you're the light bearer, you have to be prepared to go where there is darkness. It's like a candle. If I bring a candle into a dark room, the candle doesn't go out. The room lights up.
Mm-hmm.
So the candle is not affected by the darkness, even though it's all surrounded by it.
Right.
It's not affected by it. The light illuminates the darkness, and that's your gift, to illuminate the darkness. Many 11s are writers. I don't know if you are writing, but you are a writer.
Yes.
We have the gifts that sometimes we use them, sometimes we don't. But that is a gift that you have as well, to write. Many 11s write poetry or express themselves in some other way to express the light, the truth, the light, and the way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you take the month and the day into consideration? Like, does that say anything? Like, if we were to add 7 and 17, it comes to 24-6. Do you take that into consideration?
Every number has a meaning. If you will recall, I shared that with you. Your month is a 7, which gives you the gift of faith.
Yeah.
Your year was a 23, which was freedom.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When you add 7 and 17, it adds up to 24. And what that is a number 6, which is service, duty, responsibility, or as I like to say, the ability to respond. Responsibility simply means the ability to respond. And that shows up as a pinnacle in your chart, indicating that your first 34 years were, should we say, you had responsibilities that most young people don't. In fact, you're getting younger the older you get.
Right.
So that's, that would be the, that would be the tip off when you add your month and day. The month and day reveals your first pinnacle. If I was doing a advanced reading for a client, that's one of the areas that I look into. Also, if I'm doing a forecast, I would look into a pinnacle. Pinnacles, if you will, if you imagine an onion has different layers, So when we're talking about layers of energy in numerology, they're affecting us. They're different layers of energy. And usually they're differentiated by the duration, how long they last. And the 24, when we add your month in day, that 24 was a symbol for a pinnacle or an energy cycle that lasted 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
Your first 35 years were under the number 24, that pinnacle of duty, family responsibility. So you were taking care of people and being dutiful, responding to things that most children don't have to. And this would be true of anyone whose month and day added up to or reduced to the number 6, January the 5th, February the 4th, May the 1st, March the 30th, as of the 33, 3 plus 3 is 6, November the 22nd, that adds up to 33, November the 4th is a 15. This would be true about anyone whose month and day add up to the number 6. This would be a soul, a spirit who chose to learn duty, responsibility, how to grow up quickly. They would choose that configuration to have the life experiences that bring that on, that make them grow up quickly. You had to, you were on your own early in life. All that to prepare you to be the master teacher and to learn how to manage and receive the abundance that God has in store for you so that you'd be ready to be responsible with it. Some threes, you're a number 3, some threes get the abundance and go out and buy a new wardrobe or a Mercedes-Benz or bling out, buy jewelry. So your early life experience was designed to show you not to do that when it came, to use it for other means. Now, the abundance doesn't mean you can't have those things, but it's not going to be your first priority. In fact, those material things probably won't even satisfy you as a number 48, even though it just keeps coming to you. You won't be happy until you're using it to help someone else.
Exactly. That's true.
Oh, yes, so the numbers don't lie, as they say.
Right. Somewhere along the line, I read that the day in the month is what's called the attitude number. So I was just curious to know if that's how you use those two numbers together to determine an attitude number.
And I've never heard adding the day in the month would give you that.
Okay.
I've never heard of an attitude number, you said? I've never heard that term. Not that there isn't one, I've just never heard it. Attitude number.
Fair enough.
I'm trying to extrapolate an attitude might be the how people see you and attitude might come
yeah.
from your heart's desire. It could be something that's hidden. It could be something people see. So, you know, I've never heard of an attitude number coming from your birth date.
Just the month and day.
I'm sorry?
Just the month and day, just the those two numbers added together, the month and
yes,
day.
Yes, the month and day, yeah. That's what I'm saying, which are part of your birth date. Your
right.
month and day and year make up the whole thing, but your month
yeah.
and day are part of it, and I've never heard of an attitude number, Georgette, so I won't be able to help you in that
yeah,
regard.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure I was
can
being clear, that's all.
Can you tell me where you heard it? What source
oh,
are
gosh,
you quoting?
I don't know. You know, I read so much.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I
yeah.
would suggest that does not exist.
Okay.
So I wouldn't put too much credence on trying to determine if that's your attitude. No.
Well,
no,
I would want to get with you about that.
Attitude might come from your gift. The number 17 will make you very argumentative and make you want to control things. That would be an attitude that could come from your gift. But adding your month and day, there's no such thing called an attitude number.
Mm-hmm.
That would be more like a personality. So there's mm-hmm. a personality number, which I started talking about, which comes mm-hmm. from your continence. Or there could be side effects, if you will, that come from your gifts. For example, your gift of faith in number 7, which is wisdom, on the seventh day God rested, that may tend to make you want to, at times, in terms of an attitude, be by yourself. So
mm-hmm.
people extrapolate an attitude from you speaking solitude. You know, attitudes are usually judgments by others. So some people might judge you to want to be a loner. With the number 8 gift, some people may judge you and say you're bossy. But that's not, there's nothing called an attitude number. With the number 23, some people may call you rebellious or a nonconformist. But that certainly would be spiritual qualities, not an attitude.
Okay. Sounds good.
As a number 11, 11 is very sensitive. So some people may call you hyperactive or too sensitive, but those are judgments that people make. There's no such thing as an attitude number. Our attitude can change based on what's going on around us. Sometimes we're happy, sometimes we're sad. Never mm-hmm. heard that.
Yeah, I'm not sure why the author of the book that I was reading chose to use the word attitude. I'm not sure, but okay, I understand.
Some people are negative. There are the glasses half fullers, the glasses half emptiers, but there's no number that you can pick out and say, this is this person's attitude number.
Okay.
Okay?
Very good. Thank you so much for the reading. It was really wonderful, very enlightening.
You're very welcome, but that was not at all what I would call a reading. That at best was a sample. My shortest reading is between 10 and 15 pages long. So, again, I encourage you, if you want to get more information or get a better insight, please visit the website. I'm also encouraging all listeners today or those who are listening in the archives, if you know teenagers or if you have teenagers, I'm doing complimentary readings for the teenagers. It's that 10 to 15 page report that I mentioned. All they have to do is send me, or you can send me, their full name on their birth certificate and their month, day, and year of birth to cr77ig@gmail.com. Again, my email address is cr77ig@gmail.com. All teenagers send their birthday and name to me. This is a developmental stage that teenagers are in. Very, very important at this stage that they begin to get a grasp of spiritual things, as opposed to what's going on outside of them or looking at the material world or feeling as though I can't afford to go to college, so I'm not going to succeed. No, we all have spiritual gifts, talents, skills, and abilities with which if developed, can lead to our success just the way God planned it. So I want to encourage the youth by providing them with this free introductory numerology reading. Again, CR77IG@gmail.com. All I need is their name and their birthday. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Georgette, for calling in. And we have another caller on the line with an 863 number. And good afternoon. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, my name's Julia.
Julia?
Yes.
And how do you spell that, Julia?
J-U-L-I-A.
Okay.
Hi, Julia. And your birthday?
September 16th, 1961.
Okay. You have a lot of 17 energy. This happens a lot when I do these programs. Energy goes out, and we start to see a pattern. And today's pattern appears to be the number 17. for you, Julia, it's showing up in your year, 1961. 1 plus 9 is 10, plus 6 is 16, plus 1 is 17. You with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Your name, Julia, is also the number 17. J, the 10th letter of the alphabet, is the number 1. U and L are both 3s. Okay. U is the 21st letter. L is the 12th letter. The letter I is the 9th letter, and A is the 1st. So when we add 1 plus 3 plus 3 plus 9 plus 1, that's also a number 17. This is a number associated with power, money, authority. It's also associated with liberation. The name Moses is a number 17. And this year, 2015, is also a number 17 year.
Oh, wow.
So this year, you're going to feel activated. Okay, the 17 energy will activate you. It's almost like the Manchurian candidate. You're going to hear the code word this year and know it's time for action. What does the 17 do? You simply study the story of Moses. We know the 17 is God's representative on earth. In fact, the word God, G-O-D, is 764, which adds up to 17. So do 17s have power? Yes, they do.
How amazing. Wow.
1 plus 7 is 8. 8 is 2 zeros. As it is above, so it is below. So God chose Moses, the number 8, to symbolize his energy of power here on earth. Moses stuttered. He wanted to know, why are you picking me? He said, don't worry. When you open your mouth, I'll speak through you. So, Julia, you have power. People will be intimidated by your presence. I'm not saying you're a bully. But when you can channel the power of God on earth, that's pretty doggone intimidating.
Wow.
So you're,
wow,
you're an entrepreneur. You came here to be a boss, to call the shots, to lead, to direct. And you also came here to set the captives free.
Wow.
What did Moses do? Moses went to Pharaoh and said, let my people go. Now, you didn't want to go to Pharaoh. Pharaoh thought he was God. Pharaoh could wave his finger and have all your land claimed as his land. He could have your whole family killed. So this wasn't a guy you didn't want to mess with this guy. But God sent Pharaoh, who didn't even blink when he said, everything that makes you Pharaoh, you got to stop it. So what am I saying? As a number 17, Julia, you promised that you would speak truth to power, that you would go where the brave, where only the brave would go, and speak truth to power, to set those who are captive free. Pretty high calling as a number 17. Muhammad Ali was born the 17th. Michael Jordan. The name Tubman, as in Harriet Tubman, the name Tubman is a number 17. of course, she was the conductor of the Underground Railroad.
Underground
so you're, what I'm picking up in your chart is right now we're mentally bound. The chains are off, but we're mentally bound. And what I'm picking up from your chart, you're extremely communicative. In fact, the 2-3s in Julia stands for expression. The number 16, the word book vibrates to the number 16. So that makes you a writer. And when we add your month, day, and year, 9 plus 16 plus 17 adds up to 42. And the number 42, Julia, is the number. I mean, bar none, it is the number of the professional artist. I have a lot of clients that consult with me. Dr. Wright, I'm thinking about a singing career. I think I'd like to paint. And I tell them, well, that's a good hobby, but keep your day job. Well, Julia, I'm telling you, you could easily make it as a professional artist. Writing, painting, singing, dancing, whatever choice you may choose. You're also gifted when it comes to healing, teaching, counseling, and rescuing, because you're a number six. The number six, your birth path adds up to 42, and 4 plus 2 is 6. The number 6 is the number of service, and the scripture clearly tells us the greatest among us will be the servants. So you, like our gracious hostess, Rhonda, who's a 33, that's 3 and 3 is 6. You're a 42. 4 plus 2 is 6. You're some of the greatest souls on the planet today. Teaching, healing, counseling, nurturing, giving advice, and rescuing people in need. It was the sixth day that God created men and women. So anything having to do with helping people, that's the number 6. A great master, we're told, turned 6 vats of water into wine. Could have been any number. So the whole purpose of that story is information about the number 6. It was at a wedding. So Julia and Rhonda, both of you will love when the family is together. The 6s love family gatherings, Thanksgiving, Christmas, everybody coming together. Speaking of Thanksgiving, there was a feast going on where this miracle was performed, because it was a wedding, people were feasting. So the number 6, Rhonda and Julia, the number 6 usually is a good cook, but always has a great appetite.
Yes.
Wow. So if we continue to study that story, it was his mom that told him to do it. I know what you can do. Help this guy out. So, number 6s have an internalized parent figure telling them right from wrong. And they don't mind wiggling that finger at other people from time to time, telling them what they should do. It's a parent vibration. But the biggest part of that story was the rescue. When that water was turned to wine, everyone's anger subsided, and they started to rejoice. And they said, this wine is sweeter than the thirst. It was the custom of the day, once you got everyone drunk, to bring out the old wine, to empty the vinegar from your cellars. They won't taste it anyway. They're already drunk. But this wine was sweeter than the first. So the guy went from being a zero to a hero. He went from about to have his place destroyed to setting a new high standard in party giving. So that's a rescue job. So 6s are rescuers. You got a rope on your shoulder, Julia. It's about 20 feet long. And when you come across people who are falling off the edge, you're able to throw that rope to them and pull them up out of whatever trouble they're in. Unless, of course, and here's the danger of being a number 6, unless, of course, they fell in a hole 50 feet deep. Now your 20-foot rope is of no use to you. When you throw that out, it's going to fall a little short. Here's the danger. Some 6s lean over the hole, stretch out and lean over it to give that rope more length. I can't reach you with my 20-foot rope. I've got to lean over and posture myself dangerously at this ledge to give you more lift so you can grab it. And if they are successful in jumping up and reaching the rope when you're in that position, guess what? It's no longer a rescue mission. Now they're pulling you in. You're not pulling them out. They're pulling you in. So that's the danger of being a number six. You have to know when to let go and let God. You cannot save everybody.
Oh, wow.
Many people you will, but there will be those who are just in too deep. So how do you know? You're a helper. When you hear a call for help, you're going to be there with the rope. You'll know, again, as it relates to the number six, through biofeedback. You'll literally feel a little twinge in your gut, or I don't want to call it an ulcer. Hopefully it won't get that bad, but you will feel it in your stomach, in your gut, and if you continue to deal with that person or that situation, things aren't going to work out well. So that's the signal. If you're in a situation or with a person and you feel that little twinge in your abdominal region, that's the signal that person's in too deep. If you go on beyond the signal, you're likely to be pulled into the pit. So I like to let all number sixes know that so that they can avoid that and continue their mission of rescuing anyone from 20 feet up.
Yeah. Wow.
Now, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. There are some out there with 100-foot ropes. There are people out there with 100-foot ropes. So just because yours falls short, it doesn't mean that person won't be saved. It's just not your mission, so you have to tell them, I'm sorry, my Father in heaven will send someone else to rescue you. I've got to be on my way. And the sooner you leave, the sooner that person will arrive in that other person's experience or into that situation. As soon as you're gone, you create the vacuum, the space, and will be filled. So number six, at some point in time, if you're continuing to deal with an issue beyond your effectiveness, you're actually hindering the solution. Okay, it's a,
wow.
It's a balancing act. It's a balancing act when you're a number six. Have you ever thought about being a professional artist?
You know, it's funny. You said that I actually went to school for interior design, but I didn't feel the confidence to pursue it. I just kind of let it go by the wayside.
That happens a lot with our gifts from God because no one's reinforcing it. We have loving, caring people all around us encouraging us to do other things.
Yeah.
It's not that they're trying to distract us. A lot of times it can be our parents who have the best intentions for us, but they could be leading us the wrong way.
Yeah, actually for me it was one of my instructors. He made the comment, nobody wants to pay for Walmart design. So I was like, oh wow, you know, does he think I'm that bad that, you know, you know, nobody's going to want to, you know,
that's
want to be active design. So, yeah, kind of shook my face.
There will be a voice outside of us, and there will be a voice inside of us. The voice inside of us doesn't scream, play drums, set off fireworks, or have sales every 3 months. The voice inside of us will be a still, quiet voice. So that's the competition. And the choice for us is, are we going to listen to the outside noise, or are we going to be still and quiet and turn within and seek faith? You see, that's the number seven. That's your day of birth, 16. 1 plus 6 is 7. On the seventh day, God rested. So you have that gift. That gift is faith. The number seven is a symbol for faith and wisdom. So that means your gift is to develop a specialty where you have more knowledge about a field than anyone else. That's the number seven. Mm-hmm. And from that knowledge, that energy will cause people to seek you out. They will sense spiritually that you know something they need to know. As I mentioned before, the number 16 is also the word book vibrates to the number 16. So that is something else that's showing up as one of your gifts, the ability to write and express yourself in the written word. So that's another gift that you have, the design, architecture design, any professional. I have a client that's a 42. She plays the flute in the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. My dentist is a 42. He painted all the art in his office.
Oh, nice.
So that was a multiple use of that sixth energy, healing and being the artist. But, you know, you're just a very loving, kind, beautiful person, and love is just flowers are blossoming at your feet wherever you walk.
You know, something I was curious about, you had mentioned freedom, and I'm actually in the process of divorce after a 30-year marriage, and I go September 10th, which is interestingly a 9, September 10th of this year, for my final orders hearing. Do you have any insights around that, kind of how that's going to go for me?
Well, if you can tell what season you're in, and it's one of the services that I offer. I do forecasting or seasons, if you will. You can tell your season by adding your month and day. 9 and 16 is 25 to the current year. This is a 17 year. So 25 and 17 is 42. So it's your year. You are a 42, and it's a 42 year. As I mentioned before, the number 6, the focus is on weddings and family. When I gave you the example of the miracles, it was at a wedding. So, yes, the number 6, puts, which is your year this year, puts the focus on your marriage. It's a 42. So what is the date?
The 10th of September is the hearing
okay.
date.
42 is the year. And if we add 9 and 10, is 19. Okay? So we're going to add 19 to 42. And that's the number 61. And 6 plus 1 is 7. So on the seventh day, God rested. So there may be a postponement on that day, or for some reason the proceedings may not move forward. Okay? It's a 7 day, which is stillness. Or it may be after that day, it'll take whatever happens on that day will kind of like get the ball rolling, because the number of endings is the number 9. It's the number 9. And universally, that is a 9 day. So the proceeding may go down at the hearing, but then you may have to wait for paperwork for it to be finally done. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, it's been almost a year, so I'm hoping it will go through.
Yeah, that's universally, the 10 plus 9 is 19 and 17 year, as of the 36, and 3 plus 6 is 9. And the 9 is a symbol for ending. So universally, it's a 9 day. But whatever happens that day, it looks like it's going to take 2 more days for it to come into effect. So there may be some judgments done, some decisions made, but then you have to wait for the paperwork to go through. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Or for final endings. But yes, it looks as though that will be a day of endings and completions, because it is universally a number 9 day. When we count, we start with 0. That's a symbol for God. We go to the number 9, and that's the last number. After the number 9, there are no new numbers. So the 9 stands for endings and completions.
Okay. Wow. Well, you're amazing. Holy smokes. I like all that. This is so great. Thank you. Wow.
Thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you, Julia.
Thank you for taking my call. This is...
Hi, Craig. Can you give the listeners your information in regards to your website and how to get a hold of you by email?
Yes, I sure will. My website is www.craigewright, that's CRAIGEWRIGHT.com. And at the website, you'll see the various services I offer, classes that I offer, training. And again, the email address, I've really been promoting this to help our young people. The email address is cr77ig@gmail.com, cr77ig@gmail.com. Just simply send me their name and their birthday, and I will prepare a 10 to 15-page report. You can think of it as a success path. You can think of it as an illumination report. If you don't like the word numerology report, think of it as a potential revelation of their potential for greatness. Call it what you want, but get this information for your kids.
Yeah. Okay, well, we've ran over on the show. I appreciate all of our listeners and our callers that have called in. It's been a great show. We'll have to have you back, Craig, in a couple of months. You always have a wealth of information, and I really appreciate you doing the show with me today. And if the listeners want to re-listen to this, it'll be in the archives in about 10 minutes, and you can listen to it, download it, save it, so that you can re-listen to the information Craig's given out today, and looking forward to doing another show with him in the near future. Thank you so much, Craig.
Okay, Rhonda, thank you. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.